This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump responds to critical remarks made by incoming Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney on New Year's Day in an op-ed piece in the Washington Post. On Twitter this morning, the president says, quote, "Here we go with Mitt Romney, but so fast," adding, "The question will be, is he a flake? I hope not." Russian news outlets reporting officials are detaining a U.S. citizen on spying charges in Moscow. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying the U.S. consulate is hoping to speak with Paul Whelan, the detained American today.
We've made clear to the Russians our expectation that we will learn more about the charges, come to understand what it is he's been accused of, and if the detention is not appropriate, we will demand his immediate return.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
A toddler and two adults are dead after their vehicle crashed into a Milwaukee River during a police chase on Monday night. Divers yesterday found the bodies of a two-year-old girl and a 29-year-old man after the car was recovered from the river. They say the vehicle had been involved in several armed robberies. The toddler's 19-year-old mother died Monday night after the car careened into the river during the police chase. The woman was pronounced dead at the scene at the time, but divers searched and couldn't find the other occupants of the car until yesterday. Congressional leaders from both parties have been invited by President Trump to a briefing today on border security at the White House. Border security being a sticking point in getting a funding bill that would reopen the government, which remains in a partial shutdown. The meeting at the White House will be led by officials from the Department of Homeland Security, and it comes a day before Democrats will be taking control of the U.S. House. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
By the middle of the century, scientists say the Dead Sea in the Middle East could be just a small pool due to the rapid rate that it's been shrinking. Scientists with the Dead Sea and Arava Science Center say the water level of the biblical lake on the border of Israel and Jordan is now falling by as much as 5 feet every year. They call what's happening an environmental disaster in slow motion. Ratings declining for those New Year's Eve countdown shows on TV. The three on ABC, Fox, and NBC saw lower numbers again this year, a 30% decline, according to the Hollywood Reporter. It was a New Year's Day tradition that continued yesterday, chilling people to the bone in many places across America. USA Radio's Wendy King has more.
Some people enjoy kicking off the new year by diving into ice-cold water. This one in Milwaukee. Lots of people jumped into Lake Michigan. These people explain the feeling.
Very cool. You feel alive. It feels great.
Most exhilarating.
Exhilarating, yeah. It was freezing, but totally worth it.
The Polar Bear Plunge is held every year, regardless of the weather. I'm Wendy King.
And a winning ticket for last night's $425 million Mega Millions jackpot was sold on Long Island, New York. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and that means it's James Herson time. Yes, James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor, the Merry Christmas Boy with a hot new DVD that's available for everybody right now, right?
Yes.
I said DVD, forget. I mean a CD.
No, CD.
Yes.
So, you know, it's Christmas songs.
Some of these initials get me excited. I'm sorry. Yes.
Those Christmas songs that have been banned mm-hmm. from our public square, from the malls and everything, the ones
right.
that talk about he whose birthday we celebrate, Christ. And so you can see it on my website, jamesherson.com. It's also available on iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, the usual places. There's a little link that says Christmas album. You can listen to it for free on the link on the bottom. It's up on YouTube and have fun.
Hey, in order to keep everybody happy, are you going to do a version of Baby It's Cold Inside?
Yeah, I should, really. But, yeah, what a crazy thing our political correctness has gotten to where it bans an Oscar-winning song mm-hmm. that have been performed by Rod Stewart, Ray Charles, Dolly Parton, Lady Gaga.
Mm.
I mean, nobody ever had a problem with it. And the same stations that ban it will play hip hop music with that.
Yeah, how does that work?
Women.
How does that work? And that's not even close. I mean, come on, we're talking. When was this song originally recorded? Back in the 40s?
Yeah, in the 40s. It was originally from a movie called Neptune's Daughter. It was sung by Ricardo Montalban mm-hmm. along with Esther Williams. If you take the lyrics out of content, you see a woman saying, hey, I want to go, and the man yeah. urging her to stay. But if you watch a performance, it happens to be, it's like a musical. The woman is singing.
Yes.
She's singing, folks. She's not under duress.
Right.
So there's nothing. It's flirtation and courtship and a beautiful song, and please don't ban it.
Yes, this was way before rap music, and then now by comparison, I mean, is this like, and meanwhile, rap music just keeps rolling along, getting millions and millions of eyes tuned into it, which is
sure.
Most incredible, right?
Rap music or any of the pop music that is, you know, put out by particularly young female singers have all kinds of explicit sexual content that is offensive to lots of people.
No double entendre, no suggestion, just flat out, here it is, right in your face.
That's right.
No, go figure.
Yeah, so, I mean, I love that music from the 40s. And we start banning songs. I mean, stand in line. There
right.
are so many songs that we could come up with to ban. These people have to get a hobby or a new life or something. We're complaining about that one.
We haven't had this much fun since Spiro Agnew, remember?
Agnew wanted to ban everything, you know, so he's probably rolling in his grave going, I knew I was born a little bit too early, but it wouldn't have been there perfect, you know, so.
And Tipper Gore.
Yes, exactly, on top of that. Well, speaking of banning things, tell me this thing's going to be over. I mean, come on, $25 million plus Mueller. I mean, Mueller is supposed to find out about, was there any collusion, you know, how involved were the Russians in the 2016 campaign, number one? Number two, was Trump involved in any way whatsoever? I mean, $25 million, I think there's some kids in high school that probably could figure this out for a lot less and will have a better answer than what they're going to come up with.
Well, Mueller's in trouble with Judge Emmett Sullivan, who's presiding over the Michael Flynn case, who's been ordering him to produce these missing documents. And there's an article in today's Daily Caller that Sidney Powell wrote. She's the one who wrote License to Lie, explained how some of the people on Mueller's team were unscrupulous. And she is alleging that Mueller has destroyed evidence and that Mueller is obstructing justice, that Mueller himself is committing crimes far worse than the ones he's accused others of committing.
Yeah, and I mean, he what did he do? He wiped out text messages from Strzok and Lisa Page. I mean, what is all that about?
Yeah, I mean, according to Sidney Powell, that is he's wiped out the text messages. A phone was produced to the Inspector General's office pursuant to their request. The phone was wiped.
Yeah.
And untold thousands of text messages were wiped out. So probably worse than the horrible ones we've seen. In addition, their FBI protocol requires a 302 form, which is really a memo of an interview.
Right.
And in Flynn's case, after Peter Strzok and another FBI agent interviewed General Flynn, it took 7 months for the 302, to be drafted. The one that was produced in the court was dated 7 months later. There's no way that can be contemporaneous. And Sidney Powell believes, as do many, that there was a 302 form created and hidden and maybe destroyed.
Well, it seems to follow because that's standard operating procedure, James. You wouldn't do that. You know, and what they've done time and again on this deal. I mean, this whole thing is so compromised, and to think that we're paying for this mess, and I don't even know how Democrats can with a straight face. I mean, no matter how much you hate Trump and how much you don't want him to be president, this is such a ruse, and it's ridiculous anymore.
Well, the Democrats are no longer talking about Trump-Russia collusion, nor are the panels on CNN and MSNBC. Now they're talking about campaign finance offenses.
Right.
And prominent Democrats like Gerald Nadler are talking impeachment over those. And here's the problem with that. There are no campaign finance offenses under the fact that they are now talking about, which were the payments to, you know, Stormy Daniels. Karen McDougal, an adult film star and a Playboy playmate. Those payments do not constitute campaign finance violations under the statute that is the controlling statute, the Federal Election Campaign Act. And here's how it works. For a campaign finance violation involving a payment, they have to be, number one, for the purpose of influencing an election, and two, they cannot be a personal use, meaning to fulfill some obligation or expense that would exist. Here's what the statute
like a quid pro quo or something, right?
No, it would exist irrespective of the election.
Right.
Which is the fact, first of all, why would Trump, first of all, these are affairs that were decades before the election, and he was being extorted. And then Donald Trump has a company branded with his name. He had a reality show branded with his celebrity status, and he has a family that he wants to protect. They are all personal components, personal uses.
Mm-hmm.
And one guy who was a member of the Federal Election Commission and another guy who was the chairman of the Federal Election Commission say there is no way that Trump's back pattern is a campaign finance violation.
Exactly. Hey, James, we hang on 1 second. We got to pick it up from there. We got to go to break. More from James Hurston after this. Stay with us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive the King.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
As promised, just the way you like us, fresh and independent. James Hurston is with us, New York Times bestselling author and legal analyst. James, as you were talking about in terms of a campaign violation, people are getting all, you see, this is what irritates me with the likes of Jerry Nadler and others that are so quick to make these statements. I think that, you know, at some point, they ought to lose enough credibility to where people just don't listen to them. I mean, it's like Susan Rice. I don't want to hear from Susan Rice anymore. She's lied so much that she's lost all kinds of credibility. She doesn't deserve to be paid by the people and out of the people's treasury any longer for her blatant lack of credibility and her blatant lying. And the extreme verbiage that's being used by Democrats, from Nadler to Feinstein to Schumer and Pelosi, I'm just fed up with it. I mean, this is not helping us get to the bottom of the matter, is it?
No, it's not. And look, they keep using the word crimes, campaign finance crimes that need to be prosecuted and all this. Meanwhile, you know, Barack Obama was fined a record $375,000 for an alleged campaign violation that involved millions.
Yes, exactly.
In the 2008 election, he was using untraceable prepaid credit cards, and his group just failed to employ basic verification and security procedures to prevent this kind of fraud. In other words, we're going to rake in the money, and we're not going to try to prevent, because the people's identities were anonymous. They could have been foreign. They could have been anything. They probably were. And he was fined. In 2012, they did the same thing. It hasn't been fined that we know of yet on that one.
Right. Isn't this the same Barack Obama who said that, you know, if you're not being upfront about everything, it suggests that you may be lying?
Is Mr. Transparency.
The same Obama? Yeah, yeah, right. Okay, that's what I thought.
The same Obama. So they want to say that a blackmail threat by Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal to reveal their claims, which would have existed if Trump was running for office or not running for office, that somehow that's a campaign expenditure. It wasn't taken from campaign funds. As a matter of fact, a much stronger case involved John Edwards. Remember
exactly. I was going to say he took money from a donor and redirected it to his issue, right?
That's exactly right. He paid $1 million in hush money. And in his case, it was clearly stronger, but it was the same type of thing, that he was basically protecting his brand, his image. And a jury was not persuaded by the prosecutors that that was a campaign expenditure. And, you know, so if Trump was brought, it's almost impossible that he would be convicted. And these federal election commissioners, former federal election chairman, agree. And here's another problem. Get this. We all remember with Hillary Clinton, there was a lot of talk of how intent was required. And that's why James Comey exonerated her, claiming there wasn't sufficient intent. James Comey was lying, because intent was not an element of the statute that Comey was describing. But intent is an element, a very high level of intent in these campaign expenditures. According to the law, a defendant must commit it knowingly and willfully. They must prove, prosecutors must prove, that if they're going after Trump, that he intended to violate the law. How can you intend to violate a law when the Federal Election Commission says that your actions do not violate the law?
Exactly.
You can't have knowledge of something that doesn't exist, but yet they coerced Michael Cohen into pleading a violation that did not exist.
Now, has Cohen totally lost his mind? I mean,
he certainly lost his sense of judgment, because look who he hired.
Right.
Lanny freaking Davis.
Yeah.
And Lanny Davis is back out there again,
right,
after having to apologize for his own lies.
Mm-hmm.
He is representing a guy who's branded a liar and coming out there saying, well, me, who apologized for lying, and my client, who's branded a liar, that we're telling the truth.
this
it's
time,
hilarious.
This time we really are telling you, you got to believe us.
Give us one more last chance.
But again, all this does, it takes away from what needs to be done in order to get this country back on track, James. That's what's so frustrating for Main Street America and we the people is we're just getting frustrated with all this, you know, this expenditure of money to Mueller and all this stuff. And then, oh, by the way, in the shadows of all this, it seems like the news is starting to tighten up around, what's her name, Hillary Clinton?
Yeah, a little bit. It is. By the way, to your previous point about taking away from the American people and the things we want to pursue, have you noticed that Nancy Pelosi is saying much the same thing? She even is chastising the media, CNN and MSNBC. She says this 24-hour bashing of Trump. I wish they'd just ease up on it a little. You know, the reason she says that is because the media exaggeration and lies are putting pressure on Pelosi and company to do the impeachment. And Pelosi knows that will hurt her. So she's trying to tamp down all the impeachment talk and all the Trump bashing, but she can't.
Well, not to mention, James, that what happens when people are so bombarded with all this negativity, I mean, we're still running about 90% negative media. I mean, it's clearly all manufactured. I mean, you got to go out of your way to have something be so consistently negative about any one person. What happens? People just get numb. I mean, they just don't hear it anymore. They just go, okay, well, that's just, you know, that's just CNN. That's Rachel Maddow doing her deal, you know, kind of deal. They just write it off and just, you know, yeah, there's a certain amount of people that get all revved up and go, yeah. But, I mean, come on, give me a break. I mean, enough's
well,
enough. Go ahead.
Yeah, and that's who they cater to. That's who CNN and MSNBC cater to. You're exactly right, though, because look at the President Trump's approval numbers.
Mm-hmm.
They're even with the 24/7 for 2 years bashing of this guy, he's still close to 50%. He's 49, 48. He's at the same level Obama was.
Well, I thought he was a little bit higher than Obama, right? No, about the same, though. Okay. All right.
Well, about the same, but consider this. Obama had the media in the opposite direction. The
exactly.
media was doing nothing but praising him, covering up for him.
Yeah, 90% positive.
What we know about the Obama administration now, what we know about the unmasking, you mentioned Susan Rice, what we know about the Justice Department, about the FBI, about Obama weaponizing the IRS, we know about Obama having $1.5 billion in cash in an airplane at night going to Iran.
Unmarked bills.
And then the media covered over all of it. We know that when we want to look for corruption, we can smell it from the past. We can smell it from the 8 years of the Obama administration, and we see it manifesting. It's like a ship going in the wrong way, and it's very hard to right the ship. And this is what we're seeing. I mean, look, Comey was an Obama appointee.
Yeah.
These people that were running the State Department, I mean, obviously, Hillary Clinton and Uranium One all happened under Obama's watch. And so we're looking at and they actually come out and appear on these shows, people like Eric Holder and Susan Rice and Obama and his wife, and say, well, at least we never had any scandals in
right.
my administration.
go figure.
That's, I guess his title of his book was right. That's audacity, for
that
sure.
That is, without a doubt. Well, we got to leave it there. Again, James, remind everybody how they can get their hands on your Christmas CD.
Yeah, it's called Where Christmas Lives, and it's done by a group called JD Symphony, which is really myself and another guy.
Right.
And it's on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, and my website, James Hirson, HIRSEN, runtogether.com.
You got it. New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, outstanding musician. You're going to love the Christmas CD, too, by the way. And law professor here on Bill Martinez Live. James Hirson. Merry Christmas, James. Thank you, buddy.
Merry Christmas, buddy.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump responds to critical remarks made by incoming Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney on New Year's Day in an op-ed piece in the Washington Post. On Twitter this morning, the president says, quote, "Here we go with Mitt Romney, but so fast," adding, "The question will be, is he a flake? I hope not." Russian news outlets reporting officials are detaining a U.S. citizen on spying charges in Moscow. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying the U.S. consulate is hoping to speak with Paul Whelan, the detained American today.
We've made clear to the Russians our expectation that we will learn more about the charges, come to understand what it is he's been accused of, and if the detention is not appropriate, we will demand his immediate return.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
I'm going home, the streets are cold and every chain is broken. Oh, I want to go, oh, I want to go home.
Bill Martinez, live.
Tim, but before we get there, we're still on a mission from God, are we not, to promote his kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven. Mark Driscoll joins us. It's good to be talking with Mark again. It's been a while. His latest book, Spirit-Filled Jesus, Live by His Power, as he writes, is a project that took him several months plus 30 years. Right, Mark?
Yeah, you learn as you go, and some of us are a little slow. So, but we get there. We get there eventually.
Exactly. Mark, as he writes in his bio, is a Jesus-following, mission-leading, church-serving, people-loving, Bible-preaching pastor and the author of many books. And this book here, Spirit-Filled Jesus, you know, as you go through the Word of God, I mean, Jesus was real specific as to the Spirit that was in him, and that in order for us to get and be imbibed with that same Spirit, he had to leave, Mark, and there was a God purpose in the Holy Spirit being here on earth to fulfill the mission that Jesus and God had put forth for us all.
Absolutely, and I think now maybe it's more critical than ever. I say in the book, either live your life culture up or kingdom down.
Yes.
And if you're going into the culture and into this world to get your encouragement, your hope, your emotional well-being, your relational encouragement, you are dead. I mean, there is
there is not life and hope and help and healing to be had in the world. Mm-hmm. And instead, God wants us to live our lives kingdom down. What's God's culture like? What's God's character like? And then God sends the Holy Spirit so we can have that relationship with God and that we can be connected to his kingdom. And then that empowers us and enables us to live a different kind of life for the well-being of others on the earth in the culture.
Well, Mark, you open up the book drawing reference to the importance of the Word of God. Jesus said that it is not by food that man lives, but by the Word of God. And you tell a story here about a woman, a young girl who is the daughter of a pastor herself, and she gave you your first Bible. And, of course, little did you know when she gave you that gift, but as the future would point out, as you admonish all men, that if you find a good woman who gives you a Bible, then you probably ought to exchange it for a ring, huh?
Yep, that's the deal. Yeah, she was 17. We met. She's now my wife. We've been faithfully married 26 years. We've got 5 kids. And I was not a Christian when we met. We were in high school. And I had a lot of questions and criticisms of Christianity. And rather than arguing with me, she just gave me a Bible and let me argue with God.
Mm-hmm.
And I won a few arguments with that sweet girl, but I never won an argument with God. So she was really bullseye, just handed me a Bible. And for those that are listening, if you have questions or concerns or criticisms about Christianity, just pick up the Bible, read for yourself, see what it says. If there's somebody you know, love, care about, mm-hmm. buy them a copy of the Bible. That was the greatest gift that anyone's ever given me was that Bible. It sits on my shelf, and God's used the Bible to change my life. And I know for a fact, without the Bible, my life would be totally different, and nothing would be better.
Exactly. Well, Mark, as you state in the book, which is typical, a lot of people have Bibles. I think according to the latest Barna study, something like 85% of the homes have a Bible. The problem is that they're all pretty dusty, and many people know about the Bible and have one. They even have multiples of Bibles, but have they read it? And, some think that, if I get connected to the Bible maybe once or twice a week, that's all it takes. And I go back to what Jesus said. I mean, would you only go to the table to eat once or twice a week? And if Jesus said the Word of God is more important than food, we're missing something. There's some disconnect here, is there not?
Absolutely. And I think you're absolutely hitting on something that's critical, and that is that most people are far more familiar with their physical life. We get up, we brush our teeth, we look in the mirror, we step on the scale, we pick out our clothes. And so we put a lot of energy and effort and time and money into our outer life. And most people don't really put that kind of time, energy, or money into their inner life, into their soul.
Mm-hmm.
We don't spend the kind of money that we do. We don't spend the time or energy that we do on the body, on the soul. And the soul really is the most important part of you. If your body is healthy, but your soul is sick or weak, that's where people get depressed. That's where they lose hope. That's where things go very dark. They become addicted. And so, yeah, I mean, you got to start inside out, and that's
exactly
nurturing, feeding your soul, and then the rest of your life will come together.
And I'm glad you stressed that, Mark, because that's so important, because in the common culture, we think it's outside in, but it's exactly the opposite. And if you do not apprehend that concept, that is what is realized in the physical is first expressed in the spiritual, good, bad, or whatever, right? And so if you don't get that connection, then you go bumbling about trying to fix things in all the wrong way. You've got to get to the root, and the root is your spirit. Mark, spirit-filled Jesus, what was it? What was that aha moment for you where you said, I've got to write this book?
Well, for Jesus, obviously, he's the most significant, impactful life that's ever been lived and legacy that's ever been left on the planet. Even the non-Christians agree. Nobody's affected human history like Jesus. And my question was, how did he do it? You know, did he have an X factor? Did he have a secret? Was there something that he knew or did, or something that he had that we didn't? And I was preaching through the Gospel of Luke for 2 years, 100 sermons, and I saw that Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit, led by the Holy Spirit, rejoiced in the Holy Spirit, and I realized Jesus lived by the power of the Holy Spirit, and he sends the Holy Spirit so that we can live by the same power that he did, and grow to become increasingly more like him in our character. And so, to me, that was a major revelation. Anybody can admire the life of Jesus, but the Christian can actually experience it.
Well, we're talking with Mark Driscoll, his brand new book, Spirit-Filled Jesus, Live by His Power. Mark, many important critical things that you explore in the book, forgiving people, being emotionally healthy, having healthy relationships, overcoming temptation, having a godly family, and living by God's power in all of life. Of all these things and all that you shared in the book, as there's so much more even that brings some depth and understanding and revelation, this is what I appreciate about your writing and what you're sharing with us is I really feel it's like as if you went to the throne room of God and you said, God, write this book for us. You know, what is it that you have to reveal for us? So that in mind, what is the key takeaway of all the blessings that are in this book? What would be most gratifying for you that people would get from your book?
Well, everyone has pains and problems. They have needs, frustrations, temptations. And God's power is available at the very moment of need to meet the need emotionally, physically, spiritually, mentally, in the exact way that the person is needing help. And so when Jesus called the Holy Spirit the helper, what he was saying was, that firstly, that we need help. And so we all need help. And that God sends the helper to help us just as he sent the helper to help Jesus. And I just want everyone out there to know that at some point this week, God has a divine appointment scheduled with you. You're going to be tempted. You're going to be discouraged. You're going to be confused. And you need to stop and you need to invite the Holy Spirit to give you the help that you need. And I promise that God will meet you there in that place and meet that need that you have.
Mark, I'm glad you talked about the appointed time. This is something that God has been showing me here in the last couple of weeks about how we miss the appointed times. And what you just shared with people is so important. And I really think that they need to hear this and understand that their appointed time will come. And in the same way that God judged Israel for missing the appointed time when the King of Kings came into Jerusalem on that donkey, that's what he judged him for. That's what he was most upset was that they missed their appointed time. And you talk about that divine appointment. And I believe in much the same way, God is going to judge you for missing your appointed time, is he not?
Yeah, and he's gracious. Sometimes he gives us a second chance. But there are times in life, if we miss the window of opportunity, that opportunity passes. So we need to be aware of what God is doing, and we need to invite him to help us to execute at that time. And if we miss that opportunity, you know, God is gracious. Maybe he gives someone else an opportunity or gives us a second chance. But I don't know about you. I mean, I want to make the most of my life. Our days are short. Our world is evil. The need is great. And if you're one of God's children, you want to be part of the solution and not distracted.
Yeah, right on. Pastor Mark Driscoll is with us. More from Mark after this. Stay with us. Here at Bill Martinez Live, we're excited to share the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting BillMartinezLive.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products simply help your body perform and look better. Like millions of others, I know you'll feel the difference. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the details. Start to live, Phil, and be young again.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Ask yourself, where do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $249 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $529 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $529 a month. Sign up at any time of the year, pick your own doctor and hospital, ask any questions in our live chat box. It takes 2 minutes to find out how to save. Go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Pastor Mark Driscoll is with us. His new book, Spirit-Filled Jesus, Live by His Power. Mark, what do you say to those people? Say, look, I get you. I'm hearing that the gospel message and the Holy Spirit should make a difference in my life. I'm hearing about the changes in your life. But I feel like I'm out in the desert. I've been in the desert in Kadesh Barnea constantly. I'm not coming into the promised land, and I see the possibility of it, but I'm not apprehending it yet. What do you tell them?
Yeah, as a pastor, I think we've all been in those seasons where we're wondering, God, am I on here? Have you taken a vacation? Mm-hmm. What's going on? And sometimes we're not listening. Sometimes we're wanting to hear something, and God is not saying that, and we just don't like the answer. I've got 5 kids, and, you know, sometimes my kids don't listen. I love them. They're great kids.
Yes.
Sometimes my kids, they didn't like the answer. So they're like, well, you didn't really answer me. I did. I said no.
You know, I said, because everything's negotiable. Even no's are negotiable these days. You know that, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah. No, I'm raising 5 beautiful, wonderful attorneys. That's what I'm doing. And sometimes as well, what my kids need is just for me to be present with them. And I think sometimes when we don't sense that God is speaking, he's a father. And he sends the Holy Spirit to be our comforter and to be his presence. And at least we're not alone. And that means he'll speak to us at a future point. He'll reveal more information. But sometimes, you know, we're wanting information and he's wanting to first build a relationship. And so, you know, for me, it's things that we all know, but most of us frankly don't do. It's Bible reading, prayer, time in relationship with godly people, time in worship. many of us don't do that. We do the same thing with our soul that we do with our body, and we're looking for a diet, you know, that'll just get us healthy really quick.
Yeah, give me that pill.
Cut.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and the body and the soul, they both require, you know, attention. They both require intention, and if we don't have that, we're not going to be healthy physically or spiritually. And so, not to guilt or shame anybody, but just to examine their life, like, do I have a good process for well-being of the soul? Do I have a good soul care plan? Am I nurturing my soul? If not, that may explain why my relationship with God is not very good, because maybe I'm not very healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mark, what I guess I discovered is that when I found myself in those desert experiences, and it's always, oh, God, please do not let it be 40 years. You know, get it through my thick skull what it is I need to learn. I often find myself going in circles because there's lessons I need to learn. And the other thing that I was able to derive out of this is that this is what's so important about journaling. When you journal, it really has a way of getting you closer to the Father and documenting. Because sometimes the changes can be so, as you say, it's a process. And sometimes they can be so subtle. They're not, you know, instantaneous. That all of a sudden, you know, everything is just roses and rainbows. It is a little bit at a time, because God is pulling back that onion skin layer of our soul that needs to be pulled back to where His glory can reside. But we've got to get through that process. And but I found journaling was especially helpful.
I think that is absolutely a great insight. It gives us a way to process, to unburden, to emotionally vent, you know, without putting it on the internet, which is the worst thing you could possibly do.
Yeah,
and
right.
And there's whole parts of the Bible that are laments, and the number one category of Psalms is laments. It's people who are frustrated. They're not sure what God is saying or doing, and so they're being very honest and emotional and passionate about it. And so, you know, we see this repeatedly in the Bible. We have the whole book of Lamentations, and those are really journal entries from believers who are saying, I am not sure what's going on, but I'm not going to question God. I'm going to take my questions to God and wait until He provides an answer.
Mm-hmm. Mark, as far as your life is concerned, what evidence have you seen as you've walked more and more closely with the Spirit as Jesus commanded us to do?
The thing that really struck me as I was researching for the book is I got into the emotional life of Jesus. I can't find hardly anything written on the emotional life of Jesus. Lots on His parables, lots on His miracles, lots on His teachings. And what I discovered was that Jesus' life was regulated by the Holy Spirit. I mean, He was falsely accused, arrested, tried, betrayed, abandoned, ripped off, yet He was still emotionally healthy. And God tells us in the Scriptures that the Holy Spirit brings us love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. And what that's explaining is the emotional life of Jesus. And you just think of kind of the emotional state of our nation, of our culture. It is not healthy. It is not joyful. It is not life-giving. But the Holy Spirit gives the opportunity for believers to experience emotional health and to have an emotional life that is very similar to the emotional health of Jesus, which to me was one of the greatest revelations. It's like, you mean I can have authority and dominion over my emotional life?
Yeah.
I don't have to just sort of feel what everybody else is feeling and respond like everyone else is responding. And it's made me, I think, I believe my wife, Grace, and I have had a good marriage, and it's taken the marriage to a whole new level, and my relationship with my kids to a deeper level as well.
I bet. When you look over the characteristics of Jesus, I know for me, there was one in particular that God had to deal with me in, and that was how He was, you know, when He was persecuted, the common refrain was, and He said nothing. And He said nothing.
Oh, God.
And I was at that point in my life where I guess maybe I was whining too much, and the Holy Spirit says, you need to take note of this. And He said nothing. And I went into a deep study as a result of that. For you, what was that characteristic? What characteristic of Jesus impacted you the most?
I looked up every single appearance of every single emotion of Jesus in the Gospels. And it's around 60, if memory if my memory is correct. I'm going to preach chapel at my kid's school, so I'm in the car. But the number one most frequent emotion mentioned of Jesus in the whole Bible is compassion. Which, you know, we live in a world where everybody's only and always thinking about themselves. To be compassionate, you got to be thinking about somebody else.
Right.
That means that Jesus spent most of his time thinking about the well-being of others and had compassion for them, which is convicting to me. It's like, man, I tend to be sort of self-absorbed and not as compassionate toward others. But also it means that when I'm struggling or I have need, Jesus has compassion to this day toward me, mm-hmm. and he invites me to bring those needs to him, and he responds compassionately. And that's amazing. That means Jesus is not like anybody else, because nobody else behaves that way.
Exactly. And when we have the Spirit in operation in our spirit, then the compassion that is able to come out, we know instantly it's not of us, because we're not that yeah. good in and of our own flesh. But we acknowledge that, hey, thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are using me right now as a vessel of your compassion toward this hurting person and this moment for a time such as this. Mark, how does living in the Spirit help us to resist temptation?
Well, when we're up against temptation, we need a force that is stronger than that temptation to give us the power to walk in victory. And that is the ministry of the Holy Spirit. In the Bible, like in Luke chapter 4, it says that Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, and there he fasted and was isolated for 40 days. But Satan came and tempted him with all the temptations of the world in an instant, which is crazy. Just think of everybody who's listening right now, all of the temptations that they faced were all handed to Jesus in an instant. I mean, that's just overwhelming. It's an unconscionable temptation.
Right.
And he overcame all of that. And at the end, it says that he was then led by the Spirit back into town. And so Jesus' temptation, his victory came through that because of the presence and the power of the person of the Holy Spirit. You know, greater is he than he who is in this world. And
right.
so when the dark forces of this world come to bring temptation, the Holy Spirit who is in you is stronger and greater and able to empower you to say no to temptation and to walk in the victory that Jesus won for you. And I think most people, they think even being tempted is a sin, and they get discouraged and mm-hmm. why am I tempted by this? There's a big difference between being tempted and sinning. Jesus was tempted and he never sinned. So we're going to be tempted just like Jesus mm-hmm. was tempted. But just because we're tempted, we don't have to be defeated. We can walk in victory over that and celebrate that and not be discouraged by that temptation.
Well, we know the words that greater is he that is in me than he that in the world, but do we know it? Do we know it experientially? Yeah. And that's that is the challenge and the growth opportunity. Forgiving others, always a huge issue here, Mark. Forgiving others. Yeah. It's so important to God that we maintain a horizontal relationship with our neighbors.
Yeah, well, I started looking at the various places in the Bible where it talks about unforgiveness or bitterness. And in the same orbit, it talks about Satan and demons. So in Ephesians 4, it says, forgive one another as God in Christ forgave you. Don't give the devil a foothold. It says in Matthew 18, if God forgives you and you don't forgive someone, you're handed over to Satan to be tormented. You know, that Satan torments the person who's forgiven but not forgiving. And so Satan and demons, they're never forgiven of anything, and they never forgive anyone for anything. They just don't do forgiveness. God does forgiveness. Jesus dies for our forgiveness. The Holy Spirit then comes to give us the power to enjoy the forgiveness that Jesus gives, and then to take that gift and to share it with others. And so anybody who's hurt or even, you know, really wronged, I don't want to minimize their hurt, but if you say, I'm not going to forgive, what you're doing is you're opening yourself up to demonic torment.
And, exactly.
And the Holy Spirit works in the realm of forgiveness. Satan and demons work in the realm of unforgiveness. As soon as you walk through that door, you're headed into a very dark, dangerous, difficult place.
Exactly. So much more to talk about, including enduring suffering and the secret to emotional health. But this is why you need to get your hands on his book, okay? Spirit-filled Jesus, live by his power. Pastor Mark Driscoll has been our guest. Mark, where can they go to get their hands on your book?
It's available everywhere. Amazon, you can find out more at markdriscoll.org. There's 300 sermons, a mountain of Bible teaching, and it's all there for you.
Well, Mark, thank you so much. Appreciate it. God bless.
Thank you, buddy. Bye-bye.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com.
This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Anytime, any place.